Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the ease? Stowing away the clouds? Are you gathering up the keys?
It's Stevie Dan bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And have been now for almost 16 years. That's right. We got our 16th anniversary coming up next week. I'm sorry, next month. And looking forward to celebrating that. And one of the things we're excited about is what a how fortunate we've been to amass the largest community of small business experts on the planet, our brain trust, of which Brad Huskin, our guest this hour, this half hour, is an original founding member. Anybody who's with me in the first year of the show is what I call a founding member. Brad certainly qualifies for that. He's been with us all these years now, to helping us to we've already had his 15th anniversary, and helping us to understand how to do a better job of reaching out and touching people, getting more sales when they come to see us, making sure that they have the maximum opportunity to leave their cash with us. Right, Brad?
Well, that's exactly right. Would a founding member of the Brain Trust be just a really old dude?
That's one of the things. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. And unless we got you when you were 5 or something, which we all know didn't happen. I've seen your gray hair, Brad. It's like mine. It's not premature.
Well, what's left of it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so folks, Brad, you got a big event coming up next month on the 13th and 14th of November in Dallas. Near the airport, you've got your business strategies and solutions seminar, which is the next one of several that you've already had, and we've already talked about some of the speakers and what they're going to be talking about. We've gone into a little bit of detail on why what they talk about is important. We've talked about branding and motivation and winning organizations and personality profiles. You're going to be talking about salesmanship, aren't you?
That's exactly right, and I'm going to be doing two different topics. We're going to talk about the psychology of sales and understanding why people buy and why people don't buy and why salespeople blow it, so to speak, when they don't actually close the sale. So we'll be talking about a lot of different things there. And then the other topic is communication skills. And it amazes me today how bad of communicators that
tell us what you mean
really are.
When you see bad communication skills, what does that look like?
Well, it looks like somebody that's not listening.
Yes.
And somebody asked me.
I thought communication was talking.
Yeah, you would think so. But a major part of it is listening, so you're actually hearing what the
I'm trying to
are
communicate
saying.
With you, Huskin. You need to listen to me.
I know it. Dang it. And, somebody said, what's the most powerful sales training technique you could teach if you could only teach one? And by gosh, it's the skill to be able to listen to people.
Yeah, yeah.
And be able to really hear what they're saying.
Not just hear, but listen.
And hear between the lines to what they're not telling you in many cases. So we're going to do a whole bunch of stuff on communication.
That's an interesting thing you just brought up, hear between the lines. You have to be able to see them to do that. Your eyes hear between the lines.
Eyes are a major portion.
Your eyes hear between the lines, and so we got a young generation coming up here who are not comfortable as much as our generation was. They're not as comfortable going out face to face with folks.
Yeah, it's amazing how two teenagers can be sitting on the same couch and they're text messaging each other, not looking at each other.
So how do we teach them how to do a better job of listening if they can't? We got to get them in front of people, don't we?
Absolutely.
Are your customers, the people you train, are they talking about this issue at all?
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about it all the time because they're just not doing it. And
kids, we love you. We're trying to help you get better. We're trying to help you be more successful. So we're not talking about you or at you. We're trying to talk. We're trying to help. Go ahead.
We're not talking down. We're just trying to give some advice to help you in life.
That's right.
And communicating with human beings is a major part of that. So,
including face-to-face.
Face-to-face contact is just so important today that it's incredible.
Yeah.
So we'll do a major deal on that. And then we've got dynamic speaker that is just about to introduce a new book called The Age of the Customer, I believe it is, isn't it?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. And who's that guy?
That's me. I'm going to be there talking about that.
Oh, that's you.
That's right. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. This is something that I'm very passionate about. At the risk of sounding arrogant, Brad, I believe that this new book that I'm going to be releasing soon is the companion for every other business book, because it talks about how I've been talking about on the show about how the marketplace has changed, has completely inverted from where it was, and who's got control. And so if you want to talk about salesmanship, if you want to talk about marketing, branding, you got to understand the environment around that, and that's what this book does. So
yeah, I just got to tell you, we had at least a half dozen people come up to me afterwards saying, that Blasted Game's spot on. He knows exactly what's going to happen.
As many as six. That's amazing. Of course, hey, Brad, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
IAStraining.com. Check out his website, folks, and check out that seminar. Got to go for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.